And as I was looking at the lectionary page that gives me the lessons for each Sunday so that I know what I'm preaching about, I noticed that Ascension Day is a week from this coming Thursday. Ascension Day is sort of a little used service. We usually, our churches usually do have a celebration. But might I say it's usually not very well attended. A few people show up on a Thursday. But in fact, it is one of the most important times in the church year. I don't know too much about Lebanon. I don't know how many Amish people are in Lebanon, but I believe there are a few, correct? I'm from the southern part of Hearst County, Morgantown. And you see them all around. And I just moved to Lancaster County, or I should say 6 years ago. I lived in Mount Joy, and that's kind of, there were pretty many there. But then I married this guy, and I moved to Lewis. And guess what? There are Amish everywhere. I only met one today, by the way, on the way over. And I would be going the opposite direction. When St. Mary's in Reading, and I have to go over 772 to 2222, I just pray that the service for the Amish on Sunday morning is going that way, when I'm going that way. Otherwise, it takes a while. But the Amish celebrate Ascension Day. It's one of their high holy days. And if you happen to try to go to an Amish or Mennonite store on Thursday Ascension Day, you will probably find the doors closed because they spend the whole day worshiping. So we don't give up Easter until Jesus has gone to the Father, as this gospel says, and until the Holy Spirit has come on Pentecost. John just said to me as he looked at the calendar, boy, a whole month is what? It's because it's Easter. It's still Easter. We're still talking about the crucifixion. We're still talking about Christ's resurrection. And if you remember back on the Gospels, you will find that all of those Gospels, Jesus is on earth showing himself to the people. He's walking around among them. And instead of an old He is the way. Jesus is both God and man. Knowing intimately our experience and our needs. He is our path, bridge, transport. Not just an example or roadside. He is our guide. With dependable directions and powerful protection. Our personal relationship with Christ links us to God. Our response should be to follow His guidance, trusting His ability to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. He is the truth. Jesus is our source of intimate knowledge of the Father. His answers, teaching, and commands were right. No shadow of dishonesty, falsehood, or lying was in His life. He is the reality of all God promised. Our response should be to believe in Him and put into practice what He taught. He is the light.